With the reinstatement of a territorial-era ban that dates back to the 1860s, Arizona women are no longer able to seek abortion care in most cases. But even if this latest legal decision is put on hold, or the state's constitution is eventually amended to reflect what most Arizonans say they want, which is some access to abortion care, women will still need or want abortions, even into their second or third trimester. KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie tells us why.
Imagine having lost two back-to-back pregnancies. That's what happened to Erica Christensen, the co-director of Patient Forward, an organization that advocates for the decriminalization of abortion care.
My body was just really out of whack, and I already have a complicated medical history.
She and her Patient Forward co-director and husband, Garen Marshall, were struggling to conceive again.
So we went into a fertility specialist to try to understand what was going on with me not being able to have a healthy pregnancy.
Turns out,
they discovered I was 4 months pregnant.
Which is 16 weeks, already in the second trimester.
And I'm a person, let me tell you, like I consider myself very like body aware.
Later recognition of pregnancy is actually not that uncommon, says Christensen.
According to the best data that we have, it's estimated that 1 in 4 pregnancies are discovered after 7 weeks. 1 in 13.5 are discovered after 12 weeks, and about 1 in 475 pregnancies are discovered after 20 weeks.
So now imagine finding out you're pregnant halfway through that pregnancy. How does that happen? Well, here's where our biases can get in the way, according to Marshall.
There's this idea that like you miss your period and then you like take a pregnancy test and then, you know, you pee in a stick and then you know everything and that is some sort of common experience, or that someone is like, oh, I feel sick this morning and I threw up.
I must be pregnant.
Real life is very different. Pregnancy symptoms vary and people may have medical conditions that might make early recognition more difficult, like polycystic ovarian syndrome. And some women have irregular periods or just don't track their cycles.
When I ask somebody, what was the first day of your last menstrual period? I'm usually met with they look up the ceiling and they're like, you can see them in their head counting backwards.
Dr. Laura Mercer is an OBGYN and the chair of the Arizona section of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Birth control, she says, is another reason why a person might not realize they're pregnant.
Women who are on some form of birth control may be choosing not to have periods. We, in fact, recommend that for patients who have really heavy periods, really painful periods, or other gynecologic issues.
And so they wouldn't even realize they've missed a period because they think their birth control is doing what it's supposed to do.
So for a lot of patients, they may not recognize a pregnancy until after the first trimester, well into the second trimester.
Of course, later recognition is just one reason why people seek out abortion care. Katrina Kimport is a professor at the University of California, San Francisco. She interviewed women who sought abortion care after the 24th week of pregnancy. Based on what she learned, Kimport looks at abortion care via two pathways.
So in the first pathway, these were women who received new information about their pregnancy, in most cases, in that third trimester.
Kimport says that for most of the women she talked to, that information was about the health of the fetus, and that changed how they felt about their pregnancy. For others in that first pathway,
the new information they received after the 24th week of pregnancy was that they were pregnant.
But it's not just new information. There's a second pathway, says Kimport. These are women who wanted an abortion earlier on, but encountered barriers.
Most of the time, these were policy-related barriers. So things like difficulty finding a provider, difficulty finding the money to pay for an abortion.
And that's something we could see more of here in Arizona if this territorial ban remains in place. But let's circle back to that first pathway and those women who learn new details about the health of their fetus. In Arizona, terminating a pregnancy because of a genetic or chromosomal condition, for example, is illegal. However,
they may not get that diagnosis until 16, 17, 18 weeks along. Our ultrasounds are most sensitive, somewhere between 18 and 22 weeks.
That's Mercer again. And something like amniocentesis, which she says is the gold standard to diagnose certain conditions, can't be performed until after 15 weeks.
And we try to make sure that the families have all of the information that they need to make the decision that are right for them. And where each family lands on that spectrum is a really individual and unique choice.
Leaving families to decide whether to go out of state to end that pregnancy, carry that baby to term and plan for comfort care, or full intervention and everything that comes with prolonging a life at all costs. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.